listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
Presented by Rally in the Valley Auto Fest 2022, coming this summer to Manhattan, Kansas, August 6th, 2022. Eddie Greer here for your Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition. Once again, weekend edition here of the podcast, folks, and we're very glad and honored to be one of the partners for the car show event, the inaugural show for the Auto Fest 2022. Is part of one of the sponsors, Kansas State Senate, the JCI, and again, I will definitely look at the paper and get the other partner that's also presented by as well. I know it's something more sports. I definitely apologize for that. But anyways, we're definitely excited to have them on board to continue to promote throughout the summer leading up to the big car show, which will take place behind the parking lot of Midwest Car Collection building there, down there on Anderson. For those who are not familiar with the city of the Little Apple in Manhattan, Kansas. So there's that. Obviously, there's a whole lot more on it on a separate episode of the PPPD edition. Go find it. It's in the archives. It says Rally in the Valley in quotation marks. Please, if you want even more information, go check the episode out. And I'll also be talking about it as well on the weeklies leading all the way up to August 6th as well. And there will be an in-person interview. I will be doing an interview with the folks in charge who are going to be putting on this event. I'm looking forward to doing that. All right, a little bit off the even path here. We have our new podcast cover. Also, definitely check that out. Obviously, it speaks to this podcast. We try to cover all things K-State. And we haven't covered this sports topic in a while. Volleyball, obviously, in their little bit of a break here. But this took place a few months back, and kind of want to bring this into fruition here. One of K-State's recruits, incoming freshman, I should say, was tabbed High School All-American by VolleyballMag.com. And that is freshman, again, she's an incoming freshman already, setter Ava LeGrand. She was one of 12 high school athletes to earn a 2021 All-America First Team honors by VolleyballMag.com, as the publication revealed its annual list of top high school players. Again, this was back in early February this year. LeGrand, standing only 6 foot from Pavilion, Nebraska, was one of three setters named to the annual squad. LeGrand was a four-year letter winner for the Pavilion La Vista South and led the Titans to an unbeaten season, 40-0. Damn! In the 2021 that was capped by a Nebraska Class A state championship, defeating Millard West in straight sets in a title match there. In quote, the four seasons at Pavilion La Vista, the 6 foot captain totaled over 25,000 assists, including 11,000 in her senior year. That's almost 11 and a half per set. LeGrand also tallied over 1,300 digs, 792 kills, and almost 300 total blocks, and 180 service aces in her Titan career. My goodness, the numbers are definitely there. A three-time All-State selection, LeGrand led the Titans to two state championships, and a state runner-up finish over her final three seasons as the team's setter. Pavilion La Vista South, under head coach Kate Tarman, shout out, finished the season ranked as the nation's number 7 team in the state in the final USA Today and the AVCA top 25 polls. According to another source, PrepDig.com, she is the top setter and second overall recruit in the current Husker state, and is ranked as the nation's 103rd recruit by PrepVolleyball.com. In a little press release back in early February, Sue Fritz did say, quote, Ava is an incredibly disciplined and driven athlete, exactly the kind of mentality any meter you want in a setter, end quote. And then she goes on and says, Coach French, quote, we are excited about the athleticism, size, and strength she brings to the setter position. She has a strong leadership qualities and is a proven winner from a volleyball family. She's most recently finished her high school season by leading her team to an undefeated season and convincing Nebraska State Class A Championship. We're looking forward to Ava joining us in the spring and getting a head start on her college career again, end quote. That was back, all the way back in February. So she's already, we're already in June. She's already hit the ground running. Ava LeGrand, K-State nailed this recruit down. Obviously, so you need players like that. Obviously, if K-State's, to me, they took a step. This team, volleyball team, took a step back. Now, yes, these last 2 years were Roe versus, right? The year before last year, this team did not make it to the NCAA tournament when they were damn good. And then you go like the last year, we were very inconsistent, and somehow we snuck into the NCAA tournament there to play Florida State, which we lost in, I think, straight sets, if my memory is correct there. So I don't understand that. You're good 1 year, and you miss the tournament. You're kind of so-so the next, and you make the tournament. So I don't understand the committee and their decisions right there. Not what we did. I mean, it was exciting to see K-State get in. We should have got in last year. So I mean, there's just too much inconsistency there in all sports, whether it's basketball, especially college basketball. You see that a lot, and you see it a lot in decisions with the whole college football playoff. And I can get in the whole, that's a whole another rabbit hole that I don't have time to get into right now on this podcast. But yeah, to me, they took a step back, because I mean, 2 years ago, this team took everybody, took the Big 12 by surprise. They're obviously when you have a talent like a Aaliyah Carter really took the center stage, and of course last year, you know, they took a step back. This year, I got to look at the roster again, but this is a big get. You're getting a winner pretty much here, coming off of two state titles in Ava LeGrand, and she's one of the top recruits in her own state. So this is pretty good by longtime head coach of the volleyball team, Susie Fritz. So definitely looking ahead for this team. You hope by this NCAA appearance coming off of last year that, hey, I mean, you look for more consistent play. Obviously, Aaliyah Carter's going to be a year, mature might be too much of a strong word, but I'm going to roll with it because she is pretty damn good at volleyball. Aaliyah Carter is, along with the rest of the team. Aaliyah Carter is a special talent, and you're getting a setter that definitely is going to, obviously she's got some building blocks to learn, yes, but you're getting a winner there and a possibly good piece to a good year this upcoming fall for the volleyball team. So that's just kind of off the beaten path. We've been talking about recruiting with basketball and football. Might as well just go ahead and roll the dice and talk more about volleyball. I know this was back a few months ago, but we haven't talked much about volleyball, obviously, in quite a while. So I figure this is the podcast where we cover all things K-State. Why not throw it in here in the middle of a break right there? So Ava LeGrand, the newest addition to the K-State volleyball team, and she will be the setter. Obviously, the freshman hit the ground running this past spring, and obviously she'll get her feet underneath her as time goes along, and she's ready. She'll be ready to go for her first year, full season here at K-State. Again, remember, the Pro Project Podcast, find it wherever you get your podcast, and be on the lookout for episode 102 of the Pro Project Podcast weekly edition tonight. So we got that recorded last night, and it's some good stuff in there. So definitely if you're not a subscriber to the Pro Project Podcast, you want other opinions about K-State, place to do it right here. Make sure you tell your fellow K-Stater whether it's a student, a friend, or a big K-State fan about this podcast, whether you live here in Manhattan, Kansas, closer to living areas like Wamego, Junction City, Kansas City, or outside of the Midwest bubble, you want to make sure you're keep it locked to the Purple Project Podcast and make sure you subscribe and tell a few friends about it. That's going to do it for right now on this Volleyball Daily Edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, appreciate y'all. Go Cats! Another edition of the PPPD edition is a wrap.
You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast Daily with Eddie Greer.